With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. A federal judge has ruled that Montana's campaign contribution limits are unconstitutional. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Charles Lovell on the limits passed in 2011 comes less than a month before the state's June 7th primary. Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell was disappointed by today's ruling, but says the decision does not leave the state without campaign contribution limits.
Under Montana law, the court's ruling striking the current limit effectively reinstates the political committee and individual contribution limits that were in place before the 1994 enactment.
Montana's Attorney General office cited a state Supreme Court case which says when a law is struck down as unconstitutional, the previous version of the law goes into effect. That was not good news to Bozeman lawyer Matthew Montfortin, who worked as lead attorney challenging Montana's contribution limits.
The problem is both versions, both the pre-1994 and the post-1994 versions of Montana's contribution limits are blatantly unconstitutional.
Montfortin says reverting to the old contribution limits will lead to further litigation. He wants all contribution limits to be struck down. A commission appointed by the governor to assess the Division of Child and Family Services says the division is facing an alarming caseload increase with inadequate resources and training, causing staff to burn out and quit. The Protect Montana Kids Commission is recommending the legislature increase funding for the agency and make recruiting and retaining staff a priority. The commission met today to approve its final recommendations. Montana's Republican candidates for governor and superintendent of public schools called for policy changes to grow computer science education in the state. At a press conference at Kalispell's Depot Park, Greg Gianforte and Elsie Arnson proposed three changes. One, that computer science classes should count toward graduation as a core science requirement. Two, to allow computer coding to count toward foreign language requirements. And third, said Gianforte,
we need to do more to help our teachers get certification to teach computer science. Our universities don't have those options. I think we should add them.
Gianforte said improving teacher training in computer science can be done affordably. The Bozeman software entrepreneur said Montana has a, quote, moral obligation to improve computer science education here, and that local school boards should be allowed to opt out of the policies if they don't like them. U.S. officials are adding 63 American Indian reservations across the Midwest and West to an initiative that seeks to return millions of acres of reservation land to tribal ownership. An attorney for an American Indian group says U.S. officials will need more money from Congress to cover the costs. John Dossett with the National Congress of American Indians says the U.S. Interior Department program is working well, but he says the nearly $2 billion put into it under a 2009 legal settlement won't be enough to get the work done. The program consolidates individual parcels of land with multiple owners and turns the property over to tribes to be put to beneficial use. It expires in 2022. Infrastructure is becoming a defining issue in key legislative races in Montana as Republican moderates and conservatives battle over the core values of their party. With less than a month before the June 7th primary, Republicans are divided over how to address the state's infrastructure needs. Moderates are pushing compromise, while ideological purists say they need to keep an eye on government spending and pork barrel projects. Today, Secretary of State Linda McCullough announced the establishment of numerous additional early voting offices on Montana's American Indian reservations for the upcoming 2016 elections. That brings the total number of locations to 13. They will be located across 9 counties and will serve 6 tribal nations. The voting offices will provide early voting and late registration on select days in the month leading up to the election. You're listening to Montana Public Radio. I'm Corin Cates Carney. Thanks for listening.